Pastor Valier, share your testimony and I know church will be blessed.
Thank you. Okay, salamat Pastor. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Good morning to everyone, to everybody. It's my privilege to be here. The last time I was here is 2005, 2 years ago. And this church is awesome. Lumaki na. Lot of members is bago. And I'm really blessed. Una-una po ay allow me to share to you 2 verses from the Bible. Found in Philippians chapter 1, 3 and 5. Apostle Paul said that, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you for being your partner in the gospel from the first day until now. So I want to take this verse to appreciate you and to thank you for 3 things. Number one po yung balikbayan box that you sent to the Philippines. Yeah. Kung alam lang po nyo yung mga expression ng mga pastors, then when they open their box, one pastor shout, Amen! When I open my box, I say, Wow! And I tell you the truth, my shoes is the product of box. My socks, my pants, except my barong. And my sando, and the remaining. And I really, really thank you for your generosity. It really helped us. To tell you honestly, I'm planning to buy new shoes after 4 years, but when I open the box, there is a new shoe then. Nakatipid po ako. Secondly, I really thank you and I really appreciate you for your prayer and concern po sa wife ko. And God knows how I thank you and how I appreciate your love and your concern to us. The last word of my wife here on earth is Amen. One of her prayers is, sabi niya, Daddy, I want to die on Sunday. She died on Sunday at 2 p.m. After we read Revelations 21 and 22, she gave up her breath and she said, and she smiled at us and she said, Amen. And she died peacefully and be with the Lord. And I thank God because God uses her that we've been together for almost 20 years without any single quarreling and shouting. I shout at her, but she did not shout at me. So it's my greatest regret in life. So she never missed reading her Bible and prayer every day. She is my mentor, and I am her tormentor. I want to end my report. Nag-iwan po siya ng pinakamagandang memory to us and legacy. Yung pong kanyang near-death experience, she saw angels thrice. And one, it was December 26 before she died, that Daddy, she woke up us, ginising po niya kami, sabi, Daddy, I saw a lot of big and taller building. And my son Jerry said, Mami, ano nakita nyo? And she said, I saw a tall building and meron pong hagdanan, sabi niya. And while she is telling that, she smiled at us. In every hagdanan, there is an angel singing. And I told him, Lord, Ching, what you saw? Sabi niya, I saw a great and tall building clothed with gold and silver. And it really encourages us. Instead of na ma-discourage, the Lord has really encouraged us. And one of her favorite quotations was that quotations given by John Piper, that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. And she said to us, Daddy, your satisfaction is not in me. Your satisfaction is in God. Because life is not all about us, it is all about God. And I really thank you because you are our partner, you are our prayer partner in the Philippines. And third and last, I really thank you for your faithful support to the ministry in the Philippines. You have been supporting our ministry, you have been supporting me for almost 1.5 years. And I really, really thank you. Alam po ng Panginoon how thankful we are. Napakalaking bagay po nung ibinibigay po nyo sa amin. And I really honor God because they have people like you who have a heart for the ministry, who have a heart for the Lord. At salamat sa Panginoon to all of you. Maraming salamat po talaga. Right now, I'm working with the Movement for Moral Values in the Philippines. A Movement for Moral Values in the Philippines is a nationwide movement. It is a church-oriented para-church ministry. And our vision is to transform to transform our nation by sharing the gospel of Christ to the government officials, local government units, and institutions by means of conducting seminars, symposiums, forum, conferences, and events as a medium. So ito po yung ministry po ng movement. Ano, we go from one municipality to another municipality. We go from one school to another school to hold and conduct evangelistic crusades using seminars. At alam po ba niyo, yung old traditional way of evangelism, you invite people to go in your evangelistic meeting. But in the movement, because of the Lord has given us a great favor, one of the powerful government institutions in our country, the Office of the Ombudsman, has given us a full authority to be able to share the Word of God using moral and spiritual value seminars. And we really thank God because right now we have 386 pastor na tinutulungan po natin to penetrate school, to penetrate barangay, to penetrate municipalities and institution in our government. And this year, the Office of the Ombudsman has given us another 1 year. Out of 1,000 accredited organizations, right now we have only 5. And we are one of them. And we thank God for that opportunity. And the reason why I'm here, because please help us to pray, because we are praying for sound system and to buy second use vehicle to be able to go around the Luzon. Kasi mahirap po magbiyahe, ano po. Kaya we are praying to the Lord that God will provide for these needs. No? This is not our wants. This is the needs of the ministry. And please pray for us. Help us to pray. This is the reasons why I am here. So, thank you very much po sa inyo. At nagpapasalamat po kami sa Panginoon palagi. At without hypocrisy, I always remember you in our prayer. Amen. Hindi po dumaraan ang linggo that we did not mention this church to the Lord in prayer. And I give all the praises and all the glory to God. Thank you very much po.